Eyewitnesses say supporters of Governor Amar shot and killed at least four people in Kasala Market yesterday. They say one of the six injured people succumbed to his injuries at the nearby hospital today. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus by phone from Kasala town, Ibrahim Hassan, an assistant lecturer at Kasala University, says the Governor Amar's supporters violently attack his opponents. Hassan says some people took advantage of the violence by looting shops.
They broke into shops, burned down the market, and they also looted property. They moved to a Republic Square in the town, and they departed to their homes. In the evening, a group of Beni Amir retaliated, and they randomly broke into shops in the market and in neighborhoods and looted a lot of property.
The Beni Amir are one of the several communities residing in Kasala. Hassan says heavy security was deployed at the eastern of Algash riverside of the town. He says most residents are staying inside their homes.
As I speak, no one is allowed to go out. Everybody is indoors or within their neighborhoods. Life is totally paralyzed here in Kasala. All other shops are closed. No one is allowed to cross Elgash Bridge to the west, and everybody is living in fear.
Kasala resident Abdallah Obshar, one of the organizers of the opposition protest, says a group of armed supporters of Governor Amar attacked the peaceful demonstrators. Obshar says the protesters want the Governor Amar replaced, saying he is not qualified to lead the area at this crucial time. He called on Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok to replace Amar with a qualified candidate from Kasala.
If we look at the qualifications criteria on his appointment process, there were more than 10 candidates. Some of them are PhD holders and professors from universities. We are wondering how Hamar made it to this level and defeat those who are much qualified from him.
Kasala resident Jalaluddin Rabeh condemned the violence, saying people should be focused on development rather than politics.
For nearly 40 years, this state has not witnessed any development, and we need someone who will come and initiate development projects. If it is Amar or any other person, we just need a leader that would make change to happen. We are not his supporters, nor against him.
Rabeh accused supporters of ousted President Omar al-Bashir of causing yesterday's violence. The transitional government in Khartoum has called for calm in Kasala and instructed security organizations to restore peace in the area. Intercommunal fighting has continued for months in Kasala and other parts of the eastern Sudan among the Beni Amir, Nuba, and Hadandawa communities. Some observers believe ever since the Bashir administration has been uprooted in Khartoum, former officials and their supporters are fueling tribal conflicts around states. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.